When the results came in showing Anthony Williams won 57% of the votes over his opponent, Robert O'Brielley, emotions ran high among his staff of volunteers. According to campaign finance reports, Williams and Briley almost tied in their fundraising, but Briley added an additional $70,000 of his own money to his campaign.
I am happy personally, but I truly believe that the victory represents things beyond Anthony Williams, and that is that the average guy, that the average Abilenian can be mayor of Abilene.
Getting voters to turn out for a runoff is a challenge, especially in the summer. But this election was different. People were so eager to vote, there was actually a higher turnout at the runoff than the general election. It's been at least two decades since that happened in Taylor County.
And I would attribute that to our hard work. I mean, we actually contacted 20,000 registered voters. We had an outstanding ground game with 50 volunteers, and we focused very intentionally on certain precincts to drive that turnout.
Social media helped him get his message out, but his most effective method of reaching voters was more traditional.
We didn't abandon old-fashioned campaigning, going door-to-door and meeting someone where they live.
Williams will be Abilene's first African-American mayor in the city's 136-year history.
Just like other Texans, I'm proud to be a Texan. As African-American, and I'm proud of my heritage, but I really want to focus more broadly on our community.
He wants to keep the conversation about making Abilene better, but he knows when he's sworn in, it'll be a big moment.
I'll say this, my dad was not here when I was a child, raised by my mother and assisted by my great-grandfather who lived in Anson, Texas, who lived through Jim Crow, who had to pay a poll tax, take aptitude test. My mother tells the time when she woke up and found a burning cross in her front yard. And so my family is pretty emotional about this. So that day will be an emotional day for me.
William's grandmother, who is almost 90, will be here to see him get sworn in. For KACU, I'm Joy Bonala.